Diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Cottage Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
Second down, 11, 743. Sorry, my spotter has me laughing. Second down, 11, 743 for the Bearcats, leading 6-0 at their own 23-yard line. T formation, Evan Brewski under center. There's the snap, and it's a quarterback back to play action pass. To his left, he has trouble. Gets out of that trouble, and he gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Falls down to about the 29-yard line. Made a bad play, could roll out to about 6 yards on the gain. Tackle made by Dakota Deer, the defensive tackle, chased him down. Evan Brewski showing his legs as a freshman, third down and 7.
Elliot Seaman was chasing, but Brewski does an excellent job, does not panic. Eyes stay looking down the field, which is important for a young quarterback, looking to throw the ball at any given moment. But when you run it out of the wing tee, there's typically only two options to throw to. And unfortunately for him, both of them were on the near side of the field. He rolled out to the far side. So he did what he should do, take what is given to him. He takes a potential loss of 8 and turns it into a gain. So a nice play there by him, and to get them a third down and 5 opportunity.
Brewski, another play action to the left this time. Looking downfield, not much there. He has to go for it, and looks like he's shy of the first down marker by 2 yards. He stepped out of bounds at the 32. Forced out of bounds by number 54, Elliot Seaman, the senior linebacker for the Pirates. And now third down and 2 to go.
You don't want to discourage him from looking downfield and waiting for that receiver to come open, but
fourth down and 2.
Because he hesitated a little bit waiting for that, his opportunity to run for the first down was closed out by Luke Woodkey, who makes a nice open field tackle to force a really tough decision now for Coach Eric Sweeney, fourth down and a long 2.
I've been more impressed of punting team out for the Ugly Bearcats here. Number 90, Cole Hankins, stand his own 20-yard line. I reach sends too deep back at their own 37. All these centers have been so far honest with the position of the line of scrimmage. Cole Hagen gets a high snap, but gets this one away. It's a nice, beautiful high sky and punt brought into the 30-yard line. And that's Dylan Kadar rolling to the near sideline across the 40 to the 45 at midfield. Spins out of a tackle. He's still on his feet at the 40 and almost tripped up at the 40. And was almost on his way to the end zone. But Nolan Van Erp had different plans for Dylan Kadar. A nice return for Dylan Kadar all the way from the 30-yard line. A 30-yard return for the quarterback. He does it all. Maybe even does windows. 5:43 left here in the second. Best field position so far for the Pirates.
And a beautiful kick by Cole Hagen. But there's so many playmakers back there for Harbor Beach. There's two of them ready to take the ball and make a play on it, and that's exactly what happened. Lots of running room. Nolan Van Erp eventually brings him down, but Nolan Van Erp misses, and while laying on the ground is able to trip up Kadar. But a huge return and excellent field position for the Pirates, already in Bearcat territory.
First and 10 out of the tee on the left hash. Quarterback keeper around the left side. Finds a gap, has positive yards, spins across the 35 and falls to the 33. Evan Brewski stops him there on the pushdown. A gain of 7 on the play. Second down, 3 to go with 5:29 left here in the first half. 6-0 Ugly.
Foul that momentum. Kadar, with the return, has got the momentum on his side. So instantly Coach Shelkey calls his number on the running play and makes another nice spinning run for Harbor Beach, gaining about 7 on the play, maybe even 8.
Second down, 3 to go. Harbor Beach taking their time, coming up to the line, working off the left hash. Kadar under center. 3-man backfield. Majority T formation so far. Very few hints of the spread. And off Luke Woodkey tries to find something there. Ugly closing those gaps very quickly. Led by Carson Haleski, the middle linebacker gets out for a yard. Third down and 2. 4:45 left in the first half at the Ugly 32-yard line.
You know, the entire last season, Luke Woodkey plays wide receiver, but he's one of their playmakers that they are going to lean on this year. So when they run the wing tee, they are asking him to go in the backfield. And you can see a little bit of that uncomfortability there. He just doesn't take the handoff smoothly. A little slight bobble there slows him down just a little bit and allows that Bearcat defense to come flying in and make a tackle short of that first down marker.
Third down and 2. Kadar going for the hard count so far here. There's the snap, and it's a handoff to Luke Wicke. He has the first down across the 30, and gang tackled down to the 28. Number 47, Kyle Nabruski, 55, Nolan Van Erp, as well as a cast of others. Number 22 in there, Kyle Sweeney. You name it, probably in there for the Bearcats, but not until after a first down for the Pirates. First and 10 from the Ubley 28.
You can see the difference from the last handoff to this one. This one was a smooth handoff, a clear transition from quarterback to running back. Wicke has that extra momentum, and he's able to drive into the Bearcat defender and drag them ahead for an extra yard or two. So instead of a two-yard gain, he gets four or five and an emphatic first down for the Pirates.
First and 10 from the 28, 3:44 before the half. Are we trying to get in the board for the first time? Ethan Hessling on the carry to the right side, going laterally and nothing going there. As Ubley's number 22, Kyle Sweeney, wasn't letting him by, and no gain on the play. Second down and 10.
And Matt Brandle in the area as well to ensure that that tackler goes down for no gain. So that wide right play, bouncing it outside. Bearcats doing a good job containing the edges and not allowing that sideline run for no gain as they chop him down.
Ran about 15 yards sideways,
exactly.
But nothing forward.
That's that edge presence there, not allowing him to get to the sideline.
6-0, Bearcats leading. Our reach got all the way down to the 1 yard line before fumbling. Both teams with a handful of turnovers already. Our reach facing a 2nd and 10 from their own, from the Ubley 28 yard line. T formation, 2 yards inside the right hash. Kadar hands off to Ethan. No, actually, play action to the left.
Wide open. Deep.
Wide open. Pass downfield. This one's overthrown and intended for Luke Wicke at the 2 yard line. Evan Peruski in coverage falls incomplete. And now Harbor Beach facing a 3rd and 10 from the Ubley 28.
Wicke misjudged it a little bit. He thought the ball was underthrown. He came out of his route. And when he went up the jump forward, that ball sailed over his head. A Bearcat eventually come into the area, Levi Peruski, but he was behind on the play. A chance to hit him big, just a little overthrown. And that's where we were talking about in the pre-show, how accurate is Kadar going to be. They're going to throw the football at some point. Luke Wicke especially is a huge target to throw at. So far, just off a little bit. But eventually, if they hit that play, that'll be a jump start to this Pirate team.
Coming out in the spread on 3rd and 10, 2 wide each way. Ethan Hessling to Dylan Kadar's left in the shotgun. Rolling to his left, looking to pass downfield, lets it fly. It's caught by Luke Wicke. No, it's off the ground first. Incomplete, and Harbor Beach now facing a 4th and 10 from the Ubley 28-yard line. 2 minutes, 36 seconds before the half.
And Harbor Beach likes to do this a lot. They'll leave a Bearcat defender go unblocked and then roll away from that person to buy him time and try to catch somebody, usually on the slot receiver on an out route. That's exactly what Wicke does. Goes about 5 paces and then hits the sideline. That throw is just a little low and a little behind him. So when Wicke stops and goes back to get it, the ball hits the turf and it is an incomplete pass. That 5 yard gain would have helped make this play a lot easier, but instead, Harbor Beach will line it up in the spread with 3 receivers to the left.
And 1 to the right. Kadar rolling to his left once again. Has defenders coming at him. Lets it fly downfield. And this one is overthrown. And they're going to say no. There's a little hold up at the goal line, but there's still no penalty on that. And now it's a turnover on downs. And Ubley's still hanging on to that shutout over the Harbor Beach Pirates. And now a flag flies at the 15-yard line.
They're almost certainly going to get the Harbor Beach sideline at some point, but I think they have an argument there. Number 22, Kyle Sweeney, doing an excellent job boxing out the receiver, not allowing him to finish his route, but they're going to say that that was harmless, and the ball sails incomplete.
Sideline warning on the Pirate bench, as everyone was a little fired up on that one. 6-0, Ubley back on offense at their own 28-yard line.
I think Coach Schelke has an argument there. They will take the sideline warning, but they want to get their point across. You absolutely have the right to the ball as a defensive player, but you cannot cut off the wide receiver's route. And I felt that's what happened. But the officials say, no, that's not the case. And the Bearcats, with another stop, will take over on offense.
Our reach gained 12 yards on 3 minutes and 14 seconds of play. First and 10 for the Bearcats, first from their own 28 with 2:29 before the half. Handoff up the middle to Carson Husky. Has room, gets almost down to, gets about 11 yards on the gain, all the way out to the 38-yard line. Tackle made by number 9, Mason Booms, for the Harbor Beach Pirates. And enough to move the chains.
55, Nolan Van Erp is actually the one who tackled him on the play. Van Erp is on the ground trying to get out of the way, and Carson Holeski rolls right over him and is tackled. So, yes, a very easy tackle for Mason Booms as he taps him. Was